Here's the scenario. Four men head down a hill in anticipation of days of fishing in a remote spot. One says no women are allowed, but a woman is already there and she will change their lives. That's the premise of a new film called Jindabyne. Here's a review from Kenneth Turan.
Jindabyne is a serious and somber film from Australia starring Laura Linney and Gabriel Byrne. It starts as slowly as a leisurely weekend fishing trip, but it ends up having an almost unbearable impact. The source material for Jindabyne is So Much Water, So Close to Home. That's the same Raymond Carver short story about a group of men and a body they find on a fishing trip that played a part in Robert Altman's 1993 anthology Carver film, Shortcuts. Jindabyne has taken this brief story and gracefully expanded it to feature length by grasping its potential as a way to examine cultures as well as sexes in conflict. Director Lawrence, whose previous films include Bliss and Lantana, works in a very specific and unusually effective way. He shoots in natural light at almost all times, and he invariably goes with only one take. I want the words to sound like they've just fallen out of their mouths, is the director's explanation. As a result, dialogue and situations have an urgency and emotional reality that can be lacking in more conventional films. Not all actors are comfortable with this system, but Byrne, who plays an Irish-born mechanic, and Linney as his American wife, have made it their own. They give deeply felt, at times lacerating performances as one of several Jindabyne couples whose lives of quiet desperation are about to get a whole lot louder. That's what happens when Stewart and his friends discover the corpse of a young Aboriginal woman and choose to finish their fishing trip rather than immediately report the murder.
I propose that we leave her here. If she gets carried downstream, she'll go down to the rapids and we'll never find her.
I don't think we should ever have touched her. I mean, it's a crime scene and we disturbed it.
Billy, shut up.
The recovered body is the catalyst that allows emotions that have been papered over to explode onto the surface with devastating results. Slowly, painfully, the different agendas of husbands and wives, men and women, white and Aboriginal communities, vividly reveal themselves. We live on the fault line along with the characters, and it's an experience that's not easy to shake off.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.